Visiting a Christmas tree farm in search of the perfect tree is what many American families do at Christmas time, including this young family.
We have our Christmas tree. Yeah, we're going to take it home and decorate it and put it in a stand. It's kind of a backwards concept to take a tree from outside and bring it indoors, but...
Yeah, putting lights on it and...
And ornaments. And stuff. Lots of ornaments, and you collect the ornaments for years. I've got ones from since I was like 5 years old, and it's fun.
Abby has been coming to Crops Crops since she was 7. For her, buying a Christmas tree at this local tree farm brings back lots of childhood memories and preserves her family tradition. During Christmas season, visitors can also buy holiday decorations, such as poinsettias, wreaths, and ornaments. The farm also sells seasonal vegetables, local honey, and handicrafts all year round. Larry Kropp is the owner of this 8-hectare farm, which employs 3 generations of the Kropp family.
There's a lot of customers that come in, and when they come in, they say, Larry, this is our 22nd, 23rd, 24th year. We go back to 86, so it's almost 30 years coming up next year that we've been selling trees up here.
Although he has employees, Kropp relies more on his children.
Basically your own boss, even though I do work for my dad, we do what we know is what we need to get done. Being able to come up with ideas of and new ideas of things that we can do for the business and other side businesses that we can work off the land.
Like they are now?
It takes about 5 to 10 years for these trees to reach ideal height, between 1 and 4 meters. Prices vary from $48 to $400. The Fraser and Canadian firs are bestsellers. After someone finds the perfect tree, the staff will clean and bale it to make sure the needles do not damage the customer's car on their way home. For almost 30 years, Crops Crops has played an important role in preserving the Christmas tradition for families around the Washington area.